episode 51 of
Brutal Battle Here, Buddy Boy!
That's like a cross between my, what is it? The guy from Andy Griffith's show.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. Gosh, you did him.
Yeah, I did him a bunch of episodes ago. But yeah. Basically, a cross of him and like some crazy hillbilly.
Yeah, excited southerner kind of thing.
Crazy hillbilly with one of the jugs with the triple X on it. Let's have a hootenanny.
That's a good word, hootenanny.
Hold down, hootenanny. Hold down, hootenanny. Mm-hmm. Well, episode 51, last episode was 50. Epic.
Epic. Did it blow your mind?
I do imagine that some people, probably about halfway through that, at the hour mark, because it was a long episode, probably at the hour mark, some...
Skip forward?
Some heads exploded.
Oh, okay. Pa-pow! Yeah.
That's what I envision.
Yeah, because it's just, you couldn't handle over 2 hours of pure beer-drinking mayhem.
It was pretty sweet, though. I mean, let's be honest, 16 stouts.
I'm surprised we weren't all hammered.
Yeah.
I'm surprised we weren't all literally hammered because
I mean,
the ABVs on the beers we were drinking.
Right. But you also have to think that, you know, those were beers being split four ways.
Yes, true. But so. Still, we drank them. We did some drinking. That was a work night, too, I might add. Yeah. That next day was not nice.
You know what's really odd? I felt great the next day. Like, no problems whatsoever. I was good.
I didn't drink enough water, I guess. I do want to say that, yes, I felt like a complete ass at the end because I was like, oh, black hole, that's clearly mine. It's Michler, you know, it's coffee. And then, oh, guess what? No.
But, I mean...
I am glad. The better stout did win.
Yes.
And the fact that there was absolutely no coffee flavor in Michler, the runner-up, kind of odd.
Very odd.
Because it brands itself as a coffee stout, yet no coffee. And I know we do talk about breakfast stout a lot.
Yes, we do.
So we need to put that to rest for a little while. It won our stout contest. Let's move on.
We're moving ahead.
Because we don't want to... We hate overhyping beers, so we should not do it ourselves.
That's a good point. We should not. We should highlight some other beers to hype up in a sense. Yeah. Like, real quick, let's just say the other night we tried the Pipeworks Ninja vs. Unicorn.
Mm-hmm.
Double IPA. That was awesome.
Yeah, it was good. Although I liked the one we tried before that better.
The Unicorn's Revenge?
Yes.
I like also by Pipeworks. Better. And that
was good.
Just an Imperial IPA, I believe.
That was very good.
Although
the other one we tried was a turd.
Yeah, we did Upright Brewing's 5. Mm. They just number their beers.
37.
It was supposed to be like kind of a sour with a decent amount of hoppiness added.
If you're going to go sour or don't. No, do this halfway horseshit. Right. No.
But here's part of the thing. I think that would have been a better beer because I think I held on to it too long.
Oh, right.
So it's kind of my bad.
Oh, you know? I don't think that. Fresh, it still wouldn't have made the grade, I don't think.
You know, maybe I can try and get a fresh one of maybe that one or one of their other beers that's similar.
Mm-hmm.
Get it online or something. But yes, you know, point being, we have had some other beers recently. Yes. We don't want to just talk about one.
Yeah, of course. But let's see, some other highlights of the stout contest.
Oh, I do want to say real fast, too, talking about really good beers that we had was the Dreadnought by Three Floyds.
Ah.
We had the Dreadnought Imperial IPA, and that was really nice. It had a nice, like, marmalade-y note to it.
I don't remember. Okay.
All good beers. Pipeworks, Three Floyds.
Yeah, those were... I remember we've had some damn good beers when we were playing Pathfinder.
Because supply it.
Which is bad, too, because they're all really high, and I'm the GM, so I have to run everything, and I'm just like, wait a minute, this guy did something, hold on, how many hit points?
Well, just wait until I bring the Divine Retribution, which is like 18% alcohol. Yeah,
we'll be sipping that for a long time.
Yeah. So, you said you wanted to say some other stuff about that stout tournament there?
Yeah, I thought it was really fun. And I want to go back to that episode and write down some of the ones we rated highly. I remember really being blown away that Sam Adams made it so far. It was good.
Yeah.
It was warranted. It wasn't a fluke.
Nope.
It was a good beer.
Well, there was not a single bad beer in there, except probably that Wolivers.
Yeah.
But, you know, Sean said he had not had it before. He didn't know how it was going to play, and he just kind of grabbed it. So, Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's excusable, definitely. And it's always fun to have Brewkeep fellas.
Yeah, they're good dudes. Chris is a cool. He's a cool.
Well, they've all been cool. We've met a few now.
Yeah, Matt's chill. Chris is a little. He's a little wacky. I like him. He's a good guy.
Yeah, that's awesome. Good guys at Brewkeep.
I was surprised how much my. I'm just mostly talking about the ones I brought just because they're fresh in my mind. But the 2011 Worldwide Stout really went farther than I expected. It really did.
And if you would have told me that I would think that much of Worldwide Stout, I would have not believed you because
we've both had it in the past and not cared for it.
When I had it in the past, I dumped it.
You dumped it.
I dumped it.
I think we did too.
So,
but I've told this story before, but we had it. My friend and I were at the Gaithersburg Brew Pub, the Dogfish Head Brew Pub, and it was literally the last beer we tried. Mm. So that's not the beer you want to end the night on.
No.
So we were just, that was a bad idea from the beginning. So we were very biased. It was just like drinking a cinder block at the end of, was way too strong, too heavy for that. But man, during that stout tournament, I was just like, this is wonderful.
Well, the other thing is, I really, really liked the format that we picked. You know, it was the tournament style that I've been loving, but it was, the Brutal Battle Royale, which, it's like a massive beer knife fight. It was a four-way beer knife fight. Yeah. People were really bleeding all over.
Yeah. God, I got so cocky as I was like, I got all my beers left. I'm going to kill you, Mark. And I also thought it was awesome that it literally came down to our one seeds. That was, could it have gone any better?
Not for us.
Our two number one seeds were the finale. The finalists. That was really cool.
Because we're awesome.
And I will say that my Michler was a hell of a lot more expensive than your breakfast.
Yes.
That was $12.99 for that one freaking bottle.
Oh, gosh. It was solid, though.
That was honestly, when I was on my way to the register, the way Wine World set up, they have their international beers in that one aisle, you know what I mean? So it was one that caught my eye as I was walking. I was like, Michler, yes, that's one I want to throw in there because I really liked Michler and I thought that would really do well. So I had to pick out, I forget which beer I put back.
Victory Storm King?
No, it was Old Rasputin.
Oh, Old Rasputin.
Yeah.
Interesting.
I took that back.
By the way, I tried the Storm King, which was one of my winning beers that I took as a prize. Mm-hmm. It had been a long time since I had that. That is a bitchin' beer.
Yeah.
Someone should have rated that higher to get it in the tournament. It would have done really well.
Mm-hmm.
So, Victory, great job. Storm King, awesome. Imperial Stout, woo! All right, so you have something to talk about, but first do you want to do this beer knife fight beer in front of us? And then...
We can save this for next episode.
Yeah, we can save it for next episode. We'll see. Let's do the beer knife fight beer.
Yeah, we'll take our time. I'm so curious about this beer because you're doing hop bombs, and what I'm looking at is a jet black stout-looking beer.
It is uber, uber dark.
It is like motor oil. So I am so curious. I want to wrap my lips around this thing and just go balls deep, you know?
It's like you're trying to siphon gas out of a tank.
Yes. I just want to...
Drink that beer! I can't really see through it either.
Yes, I'm so curious. This is chalky black death.
Yep.
But I will say this. In the past, I have not rated hoppy stouts well. Because remember, Turner's Homebrew.
Yes.
Was a hoppy stout, and I didn't care for it. And you loved it. You were
it was
just
espresso,
like...
Was it espresso stout?
Yeah. But it did have significant hops.
And like when we had the Trogs Java Head stout.
Yeah.
There's significant hop presence, and we weren't too huge on it. So, I don't know. We'll see.
Yep.
But what's it...
Ooh.
What's it smelling like there?
Oh, doctor.
I get some chocolatey notes.
Chocolate licorice for me, definitely.
God, the head is like super tan.
Yes. Oh, it's brown, basically.
I get a... it's kind of like sweet... sweet chocolate.
God, I hope this is nice and thick and gooey and alcoholic, and I'm just going to drink it up. Well, I'm going to drink it up.
Anything else you're picking out? I get, like, on the end, just, like, the slightest kind of tart cherry
note. I was about to say, something sharp. Something's fruity in there, but it's a little sharp. Yeah, tart cherry, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe like a cough syrupy kind of, just in a good way, though. You know, it's got that sickly, not sickly sweet, but that sweet artificial cherry thing going on. Yeah, I see that.
I agree with it. It smells
coffee,
and nice.
A touch of coffee.
Yeah.
It's not prominent for me, personally. I get more sweetness, more chocolate.
Definitely.
I can't wait to drink this. I can't imagine, this nose, I cannot imagine this being hoppy, so I have no idea what this is going to taste like.
Let's try it, then.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. There is.
Bitter chocolate.
Yeah. There is some hot presents, though.
Yes. Oh, man.
Significant.
This is fabulous.
Mm. God, it is good. It's like a hoppy bar of chocolate, but yes, like dark chocolate, not like
milk. Oh, my God. Milk. All right. Listeners, whatever this beer is, this is my shit. This is my shit.
This is my shit.
I'm going to tell you right now, I'm rating this retardedly high.
Well, it's interesting because it's that it is nice and hoppy.
God.
It is nice and hoppy, but it's got this phenomenal chocolate backbone.
This nails
too.
It for me. It's got body. It's got a little bit of bitterness to kind of offset the heaviness. A little bit of sweetness. It's just...
It's very well-rounded, excellent. Too. Because when it finishes, when you think about a lot of hops, you usually think about kind of a little kind of offensive finish, a little bit like the bitterness
this
is kind of
have it.
Clangs.
I
on
get
your
like
tongue.
A like almost like a the bitterness is for me more of the coffee coming through in the end. It's got like a fresh brewed kind of like strong coffee for, in the end for me.
Yeah. Wow.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Taste A.
All right. That's
God
for me. I'll tell you right now, that's a 9 or a 10 for me.
What?
That is great.
I don't know.
That's great. I probably won't say, because we've defined 10 as the best beer you've ever had, basically. So I can't say that. So that's a solid 9 for me. That's my highest. That's my favorite beer we've ever had on the podcast.
I'm not going to say it's the best. Do you want to give your rating?
That's a 9. That is really good.
Okay, you're going to give a 9. I'm going to go a 7. I think it's great. And you know, for me, a 7 is a big deal.
That is the highest rated beer, collective rated beer we've had on the podcast, isn't it?
Well,
that's an 8.
Yeah.
That's an 8.
And what did Rebecca give it? A 6.
Wow. She okay, so she took it down, but between us, I'm just saying.
Pretty high, yeah.
This is...
So would you like to take any stabs at what it might be?
6 in my mouth hole.
That's what it's called?
Yes.
6 in my mouth hole.
I hope this isn't a stout I've talked shit about in the past, because it is superb.
Are you ready for the reveal?
Yes.
It is. Wow. Old Rasputin.
We literally just talked about this beer.
Old Rasputin Russian Imperial Stout.
Wow. This is another one. I swear to you, I'm not kidding.
And it's 9%.
I swear to you.
Is this hoppy enough? Is Old Rasputin hoppy enough to be a hop bomb? I mean, there was a significant hop characteristic to it.
I have a story. Is it story time for me?
No, go ahead, because I'm actually going to look up.
I kid you not.
Because it's not
this,
my beer, so I got
this beer
check
is...
Here.
It goes along with what we were talking about earlier so much. Just not only because we mentioned it, but because my buddy that I had the Worldwide Stout with at the end of the day that we didn't like, we had another day where we drank... Did the exact same thing. We had an Old Rasputin at the end of our day, and we didn't like it because we had drank so much. The same guy, same situation, same result. That blows my mind.
Mmm. Okay. Well, here's the thing. From what I can find, Old Rasputin, this was Sean's, by the way. Old Rasputin is 75 IBUs.
On the dot.
And I believe that Sean's stipulation was over 75 IBUs.
Okay, he probably meant
so
75
technically,
or over. No.
I mean, I'll let it stand, because, it's nice. And I was thinking
wow.
75 is good enough, definitely.
I can't think. Well, I mean, I'm glad, obviously, I got the Black Hole by Michler, because it came in second. It did great, but, man, I wish I had brought this for that stout. And the thing, oh, God, the fact that 1050 didn't make it just a dagger in my heart. I'd like to see this up against 1050. I really would.
That's a... Oh, my God. Yeah, it's really good.
That's very good.
That's very...
I swear, I remember this beer being much heavier and much more boozy.
Well, it's 9%, though.
Yeah,
it's 9%.
I just remember this beer being a lot more syrupy than my... Maybe I'm thinking of another beer. I don't know. But this is fabulous. I gave it a 9.
Yeah.
I am.
Is that the first 9?
Uh-huh.
That is the very first 9. Yes, Rebecca.
Old
very
Rasputin.
First 9. She is blown away. Important to note that Old Rasputin is brewed by North Coast Brewing.
This can't be our new Master Broverlord, right?
It can't, because it's not an actual...
It's not a blind
It's not,
tasting.
Yeah, no. But wow. It could show up later.
What a disservice to our fans.
So I want to read from the bottle. Brewed in the tradition of the 18th century English brewers who supplied the Russian court of Catherine the Great, Old Rasputin develops a cult following wherever it goes. It's a rich, intense brew with big, complex flavors and a warming finish. All those things are true.
Yes, I was about to say, that is a perfect description of this beer.
It's not a Magic Hat description, which is whimsical and BS. Yes,
big
it's,
beer, rich, warming finish. Yeah. I agree with 100%.
Well, that was the second to last in the beer knife fight, I'm sorry that
you just got crushed.
I'm probably done.
Wow.
Jesus.
I mean, I'm sucking this thing down. 9% really, is going down real easy.
You better hold on there, pal. Yeah, it is. I'm impressed. I am.
I like it. That's going into my rotation ASAP.
And why? Okay, so why wasn't Old Rasputin in the Stout Tournament? Probably would have won.
Like I said, I picked it up, but I remember that situation. Remember when friend and I had it, and I was just like, no. And I wanted to reassess it. That's why I picked it up originally, but then I put it back.
Wow.
Hold on. Let's think back. Was that one of the beers I brought? Maybe. Didn't Swain take that? Maybe it was one of the beers I brought.
I don't remember.
I think I may have put back one of the ones that the clerk at Wine World suggested.
Well, everyone go back and listen to the last episode.
Yeah, I may be really... Maybe I did bring it. It wasn't in the tournament,
but
sure.
I do think it was one
it
of the
It was
prizes.
One of the rewards. Yes, yeah. It was. I think Swain took it, because he was just like, Old Rasputin, okay, cool. It was.
I know. Sean took the Old Heathen.
Yes.
Which I did want to try again. I was a little upset that he took it, but I'm not going to, I wasn't going to block him on that one.
Yes, I did bring it. Okay, it just didn't make it in. Right.
I feel like I should just go ahead and concede already. But then again, you never know.
No.
Maybe my last beer.
You should concede. You're done. I mean, you're done. But we're still going to drink the last beer, but you're done.
Okay,
I'm sorry, but when you throw a stout into a hot bomb tournament, that's sneaky. Very sneaky,
That was
Sean.
Extremely sneaky because...
Sneaky.
I didn't see that coming.
Is he catering to his judges there? Because he knows I like stouts. So
if he did, that's fair.
Played, sir. Well played.
Yeah. Dang.
Just because it was hot bombs doesn't mean it has to be a IPA or double IPA. Crafty. He's a crafty
one. I got goosed.
You gotta keep your good eye on him. Not the one that leaks and kind of like looks off to the left.
Not
a
your
bit.
What they call a walleye.
Yeah, not your walleye, but your strong eye. Your dead eye.
Okay, well, that brings us actually right up to the time when we can just taste these mystery beers.
We are blowing through these episodes.
That's how we roll.
Our gears are greased right now. I could have done without that, though. That was terrible.
Okay.
Never make car noises again, please.
We didn't... Did we do Hop Knowledge? Or am I forgetting?
Did we?
We did not do Hop Knowledge.
Good.
Oh, my God.
No.
Why would I forget?
Horrible.
Okay, well, let me go ahead and do Hop Knowledge late. So, do you want to do your version?
Mac Dad will make you hop, hop. Daddy Mac will make you hop, hop. Chris Cross will make you hop, hop.
Okay, so late, but we're doing it. I just got so excited about the Stout Tournament, it took me off my game. So, the hop for this Hop Knowledge is cluster hops. And from the United States, description is floral and spicy. Medium, well-balanced bitterness with an undesirable aroma. Very interesting, undesirable. Probably smells like dirty underpants.
Yeah, or perm.
Details, it is hybrid of a native North American hop and traditional European varieties. It was the very first American hop variety. It was once a dominant U.S. hop variety, but now acreage has significantly declined for growing it.
Acreage.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Uses mainly just for bitterness and flavor, so no aroma. And substitutions for it would be Chinook and Galena. So you got
Galena. Yet again, the hop that has never been in anything, but substitutes for everything, apparently.
I couldn't find too many extremely well-known beers for examples for the cluster, but I found a Mendocino Brewing's Blue Heron Pale Ale. And if you remember, we had a Mendocino Stout in the Stout Tournament.
Yes.
And Firehouse Brewing's Strong Arm Porter, which sounds cool.
Take my strong hand.
Grab my strong hand. All right. Cool. So,
Gillets and the
Sorry, everyone, for doing the hop knowledge in the wrong place.
No, don't be sorry. I wish we'd skipped it.
It's inexcusable.
No, it's not. I don't care what Stu says.
Well, maybe Stu wants to beer knife fight you next.
Me?
When this one's over. Actually, never mind. We have another beer knife
fight. Someone challenged Rebecca, didn't they?
Chris from Brewkeep talked about challenging Rebecca potentially. But I believe we have one via email that Rebecca will need to get to eventually. I told her to hold off for now because we're doing this one. Mm-hmm. But I think we have one queued up already, and it's going to be between Kyle Norman and a friend of his who's basically looking to dethrone him.
Wow. So I am not even in the picture. I'm a host.
Me neither.
And I'm not even in the picture anymore.
Yeah, me neither. Wow. So that would be one where we can all have equal voting.
Yeah, that's true. But I think it should involve us. It should be, like, I think the purpose of the beer knife fight should be to either humiliate us or to make us feel like we're awesome.
Well, and as we're seeing it, it's just humiliating.
Yeah, exactly. We don't know shit about beer, apparently.
Although, we redeemed ourselves with the stout tournament.
We did.
You actually redeemed yourself after the fact. I redeemed myself before the embarrassment. So I guess it's not redeeming.
Yeah, well, I mean, I did well at first. I was crushing everybody else. I was like, my beers are all, and I'm killing this. And
it's about the end. Well, we have the mystery beers in front of us,
yes,
so let's get to work on these. Let's get jiggy with these beers, if you will.
I don't know about that. All right.
Oh, man, there's a lot of stuff floating in A.
This is a cloudy orange.
Yeah, it's very orange. It's
orange.
It's a suspension. You see all sorts of stuff floating around in
there.
Tons
of carbonation, though. Very fine head, and the head is whiter than white.
That's crazy. There's a lot of stuff floating around.
A lot of things going on here. A
lot of head.
Sediment, if you will.
Ooh. So I'm sniffing.
Sniff it. Sniff it good.
Uh-oh. I know what you're going to talk about.
God, not again.
Smell it. Smell it.
Jesus.
You get the perm?
I'm not even gonna. No. The aroma is all you. I don't wanna. I'm not beating a dead horse here, so. I'm not gonna do that to our listeners, so go.
It's got an orangey scent to it. It's orangey, yes. It has a little bit of that permy aroma to it that Kyle hates, but it's slight and it's just on the end. Very resiny in the nose.
Yes, very sticky.
Very, yeah. This is just
resin.
Like, you feel like this is just going to stick in your mouth.
Pine resin. Like, it's really like, I want to go, you know, go to wood shop. Go to Pinewood Derby.
Yeah, it's kind of like a mix of, like, pine and orange.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it's a nice scent for me.
And perm.
Very,
all right.
Very hoppy.
Hop.
Let's go ahead and try it.
Hopped to it. Mm. Ooh.
Not bad.
No, it's liquid white grapefruit.
White grapefruit, did you say?
Pink, white.
I didn't know there was a difference between... I didn't know there was a white grapefruit.
Oh, yeah.
Huh. Where does said white grapefruit hail from?
Grapefruit land? I used to work at a flavor and fragrance plant. Yes, there's white grapefruit and pink grapefruit.
That's right.
And it's liquid grapefruit. I do not like this beer at all. This beer is a big, stinking perm turd.
It's not bad. It's not amazing to me. I kind of want to be a little sharper.
See, this is the kind of beer I was expecting in the Hop Bomb knife fight. This is just bitterness, beginning to end, front to back, side to side.
Front,
it has a decent
back, side to side.
Yeah, exactly. It has a decent body.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I could see this appealing to people who are fans of bitterness in this style, but for me, no. Perm bitter. Ugh.
It really kind of has, it really does have an orangey quality in the flavor, too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very orangey, but like, kind of like orange pulp.
Yes.
You know?
I see that.
Because it's not like, it's not just the juice. It's kind of like,
yeah.
I mean, you know,
almost the, like the, yeah, the too much, like the, yeah, I know what you're saying.
Like a little bit of the white, the pith, I guess.
The pith. Yes.
A little bit of the pith in it.
The orange pith.
It's interesting.
Very pithy.
Okay, well then I'm ready to go to B.
All right, let's go to B, shall we?
B looks
like Old Rasputin.
Yeah, it actually
looks exactly like Old Rasputin.
Dead like it, yes. And
does kind of smell like it, actually.
It certainly does.
If this is Old Rasputin, I'm giving it another 9. And
God,
it will be our
good.
Master Broverlord.
That does smell good.
Oh my gosh. This one smells more like, I get more like cocoa, like a Nestle Quick kind of smell, like that powdered chocolate a little bit. Oh, he's going back. He's going back. He's comparing the two now. Oh man, this is really opened up.
It's a little different.
The old Rasputin now smells like beef jerky to me, like straight up.
Yeah. Well, the beer knife fight beer is a lot warmer. The old Rasputin's a lot warmer than beer B.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of similar notes.
A lot. Yes.
It actually smells like it's similar.
Yeah. I think that was a little old Rasputin was a little bit more licorice-y now, a little bit more salinity now that it opened up a lot, but yes, so this is, I'm intrigued. And there's a bit of hay on the nose for this one for me, a little bit.
There's definitely some hops.
Hops.
Definitely the chocolate.
Like I said, they have the chocolate, like the cocoa mix kind of thing going on. Yeah. Definitely.
Good hops and chocolate and tan head. And
yeah.
Smells great. Smells great.
Sweet. You know, I think it's got another, like the caramelized sugar thing going on a little bit. Just a little bit, not overwhelmingly so.
You mean that which would be on top of a creme brulee?
Maybe a creme brulee, yes. You have the handheld kitchen flame torch thing. I don't use the little kitchen ones, though. I have a huge flamethrower in my pantry.
I'm tasting.
It's a flamethrower. It literally, like, shoots flame. Not the same beer. Not even close. This one's more lactic, I think.
Yeah. It is a little more. It has a little chocolate bit of like milk. A milk chocolate aspect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Not as much body. Not as much like syrupy thickness to it.
The old Rasputin's sharper.
Sharper.
It's kind of got a kind of aggressive charge at the end, but it's a nice one. It's very nice.
Oh yeah, old Rasputin crushes this one. Well, I wouldn't say crushes, but I like this. I like this.
I like it too. I think it's.
This one has more of, like, the bitterness comes from the coffee at the end. Like, I feel like those two things can parallel each other. Like, it can have bitterness and coffee in the end. I think this one, the bitterness is the coffee at the end.
Yeah. Interesting. What?
Are you thinking this is the same beer? I don't think it's the same beer.
I don't know. If it is, there's a big difference in cold versus warm.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Because
it is very similar in color and very similar in aroma. But like I said, there's more of a lactic taste to this one.
It is good though.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite good.
It's very well rounded. I feel like it lacks a little bit of dimension. I feel like it's a kind of one note. It's got the lactic milk chocolate, not too much else, like a little bit of the coffee I said, but I feel like it's not quite as well rounded as why are we even comparing it to the beer knife by beer? I don't know. But still. I could see room for improvement here, whereas that one I almost thought it was pretty flawless.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to go to... I went back to A, and A's tasting pretty good to me. Because, I mean, it's not your bag. There I you know go. That. But it's... I mean, the hops on it is nice. And it's nice, floral, citrusy.
It's a hoppy sumbitch.
Yeah.
I like the nose better than the taste.
And it's sticky.
The
it
nose,
is sticky.
The nose is, yeah, the nose is sticky, icky, like, it makes me think of
the
like
mouth
a good,
feel.
Kind bud.
The mouthfeel, it's resiny, it's sticky, it's gooey, it's hops, man. And you know that just by looking at it because of the suspension in there. There's a lot of stuff floating.
Yeah.
But man. Yeah, not bad, man, not bad. Okay, I think I know where I want to go. Do you know?
Yeah.
I'll go ahead and take a lead. I'm going to put... Five on A.
I'm putting a 3 on A.
Okay.
Because there are a lot of things I don't like about it, but there are a lot of things I can respect about it achieving, and it does well. Like the resiny, like the nose. It's got some things that are pleasing to me. It's just not my style, not my bag. The grapefruit, the perm. Yeah.
And that's an overall 4? So
yeah,
not bad.
Not bad.
And then do you want to take the lead on B?
I will give B a 6.
That is funny, because I was thinking 6 exactly.
Done deal.
So we're doing a 6 on B.
Mark it with a B.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and reveal A, since A is the loser of the episode. Nice. So A, with an overall of 4, is... Saucony Creek.
Really?
Stonefly IPA.
Wow, we were literally just talking about that brewery, weren't we?
Yeah, off podcast, we were talking about Saucony Creek.
Yes.
And I said, I've never heard of Saucony Creek, and I haven't. I've never heard of Saucony Creek, so this is the first taste I'm getting of it.
You will hear more about them next episode.
Yeah, 6.8% alcohol on this beer. Brewed in Cutstown, Pennsylvania.
Really? Apparently, it says, they're a brewery that we should check out.
It says, from farm to pint, our beer is alive. Unpasteurized. Keep it chilled. That's interesting.
That is weird.
A portion of the proceeds of this beer will go towards the protection and restoration of the Schuylkill River and its source waters. More info can be found at SaucanyCreekBrewing.com. Oh, another beer for a good cause.
The Schuylkill is also a major highway right outside of Philadelphia. We took it to get to Sly Fox during my bachelor party, and it was flooded. So what should have taken us like 45 minutes took us 2.5 hours to get to that damn brewery, and it was a effing train wreck getting there. It was horrible. And we were all hung over as balls because of the previous night. Horrible time.
I will point out the bottle has a picture of a stone fly on it, which is an insect.
That is cool.
It's terrible drawing, though. I mean, it's terrible artwork.
It is very amateurish.
It looks like,
a 10-year-old drew it.
I hope a kindergartner didn't do it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, if they did, that's appropriate. They did a great job if they're a kindergartner.
Yeah, kindergartner nailed that. Nailed it.
You rocked it, kindergartner. You go.
Go, boy or girl.
All right, so B. About to reveal B with an overall of 6 in the winner of the episode, but
very
not...
Very respectable score.
Not Master Brewer.
I think Stu had an impact. We have been giving up a much higher score.
Either Stu had an impact, or it just naturally happened.
Or maybe we're just getting our heads out of our asses organically. I don't know. Who knows?
Alright, so B with a 6 is... Voodoo American Stout by Left Coast Brewing Company.
Left Coast.
Out of San Clemente, California.
Interesting.
San Clement, I think is how
most
people
say
it.
Yeah,
8.5% ABV.
Wow. That's masked fairly well, I think.
I had been told that this was pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad.
And plus, I haven't had much by Left Coast, and I hear Left Coast is awesome. It says on here, at Left Coast Brewing Company, we pride ourselves on a unique brew in the style of an American stout ale. Voodoo is a full-bodied, dark brew that is rich and malty with plenty of roasted barley character. This hearty stout is layered with flavors of roasted barley, chocolate, and coffee coming from the highest quality imported malts.
Roasted barley. Barley isn't something we really talk about ever.
No.
Maybe we should look into that.
Yes, we can. Its creamy, long-lasting head completes the brew, tempting your taste buds to be spellbound.
Maybe
like voodoo.
Like voodoo. Maybe the lactic I was picking up on was like something from the barley, maybe? I really don't really know how to pick out something like that, barley. I'd have to go on to a class or something.
Yeah,
barley?
We
talk about malt, but malt is just malted barley, right? So I don't really know.
Well, if you're getting the lactic, you know, a lot of times people associate lactic with chocolate.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah,
so...
but it's got that zing to it, that funk, that like, you know, it's the milk, it's lactic, it's got that pasteurization kind of quality to it.
Yeah, but I think this was a good showing. I mean, for you, not the best because you weren't totally huge on the Stonefly, but I thought the Stonefly was really good, and that's definitely an IPA I would drink again.
Yeah, I could see that people being in love with that beer, just not my thing. And like I said previously, like I'm being subjective as an MF. Like if it's not my style, it's getting. Sorry.
Well, and I'm not in love with the Saucony Creek, but I really do like it. So,
and like I said, tune in next week because I have more to say about Saucony
Creek. Yes, Kyle will tell you a little bit about some Saucony Creek.
Just
related.
a tiny little bit.
If you know anything, we just bring the slightest smattering of knowledge.
Yeah, we're pretty stupid. But I will say that I crushed my old Rasputin, and I see that Carlin's is quite full, so I might have to...
partake.
Get a little racket, racket home.
I might have a little bit more.
That's good.
But anyway, thank you very much for listening. Send us emails, just like Stu did, to brutalbattlepodcast@gmail.com. But until next time,
keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.